Hello, everyone. This is Nataline coming to you from the moon. I'm here at Strawberry Moon Energetics. It's a little experimentation of the sacred donut. Let's begin with a blessing. God, Goddess, all that is, Pachamama, Antepasados, winged beings, all of our souls, counsel, our teachers, our guides, our angels. We call upon you today and we ask you to create sacred space. We ask to create a sacred space of energy around us here on the moon and all those who are listening. We ask to bring peace and harmony. Hello, everyone. This is Nataline Cruz coming to you from Strawberry Moon. So we enter another episode of the Sacred Donut. I'm here with my podcast crew, or part of my crew, Mariah Cruz Nano and Teresa Sanchez. I feel like we haven't been together in a really long time, even though I've seen you all. I've been with Mariah for a long time. I've seen Tio lately, but I feel like it's been a long time since we've sat here at this table.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. And it's been a long summer. Like, we had to cancel one because I had the plague. And then you went on your long trip to Egypt and was planning that. And we just didn't have time to do it.
Yeah, we've been busy. Mm-hmm. But we've come back strong and ready to really up the mission, or let's say record more episodes. We've had a lot of feedback from people loving it and wanting us to, you know, get with it and put some more out sooner, which we would love to do. If time permits, we will make that happen. So we have a couple shout outs. Yeah. Today we want to shout out Shelby and Summer Joe Ferris. Woohoo! Want to say hello to them. They're from my hometown, and I recently had a conversation with them and had no idea that they were the Sacred Donut fans, so shout out to them. And shout out to Nikki Piano. I also got a nice compliment from her saying how much she loves podcasts. So we're always down to hear. And I know there's more of you that have sent messages. And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering, like, why haven't they shouted me out? Shout me out again. Tell me, like, hey, I've like messaged you and said how much I love the podcast. I get distracted and I only randomly throw names at Mariah. Like, don't let me forget to shout these people out. So shout out to all of our listeners all over the world, all over planet Earth and interdimensionally.
Yeah, and you can also shout out to me, Tio Teresa Sanchez, and Mariah, because we'll take your messages too, and yeah, we probably won't forget about them.
Yeah. And on all of our platforms, you can leave us messages on our Facebook page, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. You could even email us if you'd like at thesacreddonutpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that would be great, because I get a little overwhelmed if y'all haven't figured that out by now. It's never personal. I'm squirrel, right? So today on this episode, we are going to enter the portal or the realm of jealousy and envy. In Spanish, we say envidia. And so we're going to I don't know, turn some stones over in this conversation and see where it takes us. So jealousy, when we look at it from, you know, one of the many, I don't know, do we call it an emotion? Is jealousy an emotion? Is it considered an emotion? Or is it like a state of mind? Or now that I'm saying this, I'm like not sure. I think it's considered an emotion.
I would think so, because it could physically make you like
feel something.
Yeah, like your stomach and your...
Yeah.
Temperature change. And
so when we look at jealousy, we can look at it in different ways. We have jealousy from, like, let's say woman to woman, right? Jealousy as kids, lots of kids experience jealousy. Jealousy in relationships, right? Spousal relationships, intimate relationships. Jealousies at work, maybe jealous of a coworker, either in the work environment or around that area. We have jealousy. Where else do we see jealousy? I guess we could say in the grand scales of like social media.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, especially now with social media and like technology, there's a lot of, and people are braver behind a screen. So they voice like their jealousy and their envy way more now, I think.
Right.
Towards people they don't even know in real life.
Right. Well, and then I'm also thinking, as we're saying, like social media, I'm like, you know, you can be jealous of somebody that you think looks a certain way, but with all the filters and stuff, like this could take us on a whole other thing, but you know, what's really authentic there, right? We can think that somebody has something we don't. Okay, because let's just set the stage. We could totally take pictures of like a fancy car and a bunch of beach, you know, like a beach and like a road driving, and make that our day, and it might not even be real.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be jealous of something that's not even real. Right?
It doesn't exist.
Right.
So let's go into the real jealousy. So I would say, like, if we look at like jealousy as kids, we can be jealous of siblings, older siblings, younger siblings, usually younger. I think I hear that a lot. Like, my little sister got all the easy things and she got everything we didn't because our parents had more money then, right? So when I work with people, I hear a lot of jealousies with siblings still in their adulthood. They're like, oh yeah, my little sister didn't do anything when we were young. And then the parents are like, well, she was five when you were 12. So of course she didn't do anything. She was five. So we have jealousies from siblings that can carry through. Oh my gosh, as I'm saying this, I'm seeing like so many of my community members tell me stories about sibling rivalry or issues because of jealousy. And really, I think sibling rivalry would be rooted from jealousy, right?
Yeah, it most definitely. I mean, I can think being jealous of my younger sibling because she could make friends easily, and I had a very difficult time making friends. I didn't really learn how to do that until I had graduated from high school and I was in college.
So you went most of your childhood being envious of her ability to
Absolutely.
Make friends?
Absolutely, yeah.
And how did that feel in your body?
Oh, well, that's a long time ago. I would say there were a couple of things. One was my stomach issues, and two, in my lungs, like the asthma and allergies that I would have. It was a combination of not being able to swallow that and digest my emotions about it, but also going into grief and being lonely because I didn't have any friends because I didn't really know how to make them.
Right. So this takes us into, and we'll go through each step, but it takes us into the idea of, like, once again, we have an emotion. Here's envy, jealousy. But it's not just like an evil person behind the scenes, like, oh, I don't like them. It's, I'm lonely and I wish. This is where I see, as we're talking, I'm like, jealousy almost is the unfolding of I wish I had, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Mariah, I call her Mer. Did you ever have like childhood jealousies?
Well, I don't have siblings.
You had us.
I would never be jealous of the boys. I was never jealous of you. Maybe I envied. No, I wouldn't even say I envied you. I just looked up to you. So
it's kind of like what I was saying about my cousin Danine. I'm going to give my cousin Danine a shout out. When I look at my childhood and think, like, was I ever envious? No. If I wished and wanted to be like somebody, it would have been my cousin Danine. But I didn't I didn't feel like I had envious feelings. I had more like, ooh, how can I replicate or imitate or emulate that?
Yeah.
Because I always liked the way she wore her hair.
I think the only memory I can have as a younger, like elementary school, when we moved to Westminster, I would say I was a little bit jealous of those kids had money. And like I had free lunch. And back in the day, you knew the kids that had free lunch because you're lunch card was yellow or something, like a different color.
Right.
And so I remember getting made fun of for, you know, being like the poor kid because it was a maybe wealthier neighborhood or whatever. So I think maybe I was like jealous of the fact of like, why do I have to have free lunch and why don't I have the name brand? But not to the point of like, it made me sick about it or hating them. Yeah.
You know, I kind of go, now that you're saying that, I go, yeah, I had no jealousy growing up, but I could probably say a little bit of the same thing as maybe not so much like, cause you know, was that jealousy or was that embarrassment?
It was probably both.
Yeah. Like if they didn't make it so clear, I wouldn't have even noticed. Right.
And I got teased for it. Like they teased me. So
yeah. So getting teased and then we're adding on a whole other level where for me, I definitely felt, I remember having conversations with my parents, like wanting to buy name brand clothing that we really couldn't afford. And that I really probably, when I look back, I didn't really even like, but I just wanted to wear what my friends were wearing and, but not feeling necessarily jealous towards them, maybe feeling a little of the same thing, like kind of like a why is it so easy? Why don't we have it as easy? But also like, just in all those things when it comes to money, and money is obviously, like, let's face it, this is going to be number one on our list of why people are jealous.
Yeah.
Money. But as a kid, it's not that you're just jealous that they have and I don't, but it's because then it's apparent who the poor kids, like when you think back to elementary school and stuff, like, you know, who didn't have money. There were some of us that maybe you weren't sure because maybe we were still dressed nice and clean, but maybe there was the kids that, like, you could tell they like probably didn't even have a bath or didn't have clothes that fit them or had hand-me-downs. Like my hand-me-downs came from my cousin Deneen, and she dressed like to the nine. So definitely envy and jealousy coming from childhood, being teased. So feeling the comparisons or being separated from, right? So when I look at jealousy, this is the thing I wanted to bring up in this topic, is part of the problem with jealousy is comparison. If we didn't have something to compare, like if we stood in line with the yellow ticket and nobody told us that meant anything different than what everybody else was doing, it wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. But since I have the yellow ticket, I'm poor and I need to hide my yellow ticket. I remember going to lunch in high school and having like food stamps to buy my lunch at 7-Eleven or if I wanted to go off campus. And I remember, I think I didn't feel too bad about it in the town I was in because there were lots of kids that didn't have, right?
Yeah.
So the comparisons, when we compare ourselves to another, we create envy and jealousy because then we look at the lack. So jealousy, meaning at the bottom again, is like, is the lack, scarcity. Right? And people who lack in any way have a belief in scarcity. So part of what I want to bring as this is unfolding is the idea of like jealousy isn't going to serve you for many reasons, but especially because it's going to keep you in the lack mentality. They have and I don't. Right? And I think there isn't there like a saying where we say those who have and those, I can't remember. There's a saying. I'll think of it. So childhood envy is pretty common. I think that most children have some sense of jealousy or envy towards something or someone because either siblings who have more than or can do more than, like Tio was saying about the ability to make friends. Yeah, that's obvious. You know, it leaves me lonely that I can't. So I'm sad and jealous that I'm unable to do that. And then being bullied or being picked on because I don't have, or I'm different, right? And I, you know, it's funny because I always tell kids who are different when they're young, like, don't worry, you're gonna, when you're an adult, you're so gonna thrive in your differentness, in your individuality, right? Because being, you don't want to be like everybody else, but you think you want that in school. Okay, so then we grow older and we get into, oh, definitely teenage.
Oh, there's so much jealousy in high school.
Yes. So I could say I definitely felt, my biggest moments of feeling jealous were in relationship. I had boyfriends in high school that they were young men, like, you know, they do what they do. And so, like, definitely feeling some kind of jealousy over maybe another girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend, maybe they, you know, I don't know, messed around, you know, left you at prom for somebody else. And so you're going to be jealous over that person. I definitely experienced being in a relationship where the other person was extremely jealous. And when I look back now, I really am sad that I allowed it to go on as long as I did, because it interfered with my fun, my, you know, in my high school time, where like that's too serious of behavior for teenagers, right? But we know from all the talks that we have here that these behaviors come from woundedness. And if this person, if this boyfriend is feeling insecure, obviously it's going to come back on our relationship. And I felt the brunt of it. So I wasn't jealous, but he was extremely jealous to the effect that it interfered with my social life, my ability to be myself in certain circles, because it was literally like, you know, he would freak out, right? And so when we look at jealousies, I think in relationships, they start young in our high school times. So any teenage experiences with jealousy, either in relationship or with maybe other females?
I feel like with mine, it was maybe I wanted to fit in. So I'm too white to be the brown girl, but not white enough to be the white girl kind of thing. So I was envious.
All of us.
Yeah,
yeah,
all of us.
Like I really wanted to be darker. I wanted the darker skin and the darker hair and the, you know, to fit in with the girls I hung out with. The girls I hung out with were great, but it was like the other kids, you know, and I see it with my daughter too.
I was just going to say that.
She's getting a lot of, that's been a big adjustment going into high school, is she's too white to be Mexican, but she's got the name and she only grew up, you know, she only knows that culture the most. And so I remember being like, I just wish I looked more, you know, I looked more Chicana and I fit in better. And but I was not, I didn't fit in with the white girls either. So
every time she felt that way, she just ratted her hair a little higher.
And made my winged eyeliner
your
longer.
Winged eyeliner got a little bit longer. You know, that's funny because, you know, I literally sat down thinking, I've never experienced jealousy. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. But now that I think about it, maybe I didn't feel so much jealous of, but wanted to be. Because again, jealousy coming from I wish I had or I wish I was. Mm-hmm. I definitely felt that. I wish I was a little bit more. I didn't fit in. I wasn't like you. Wasn't brown enough for one group, wasn't white enough for the other. Growing up, especially growing up in a place like Boulder at the mm-hmm. time that I grew up in, right? The kids teased me for being brown and whatever, not having enough money to fit in with them as well. Even though at the end of the day, they all loved to be at my house. My house smelled like frijoles and my mom was home cooking and right. And so definitely feeling that lack there. But then again, growing up, and this is where I hope that this takes our listeners, no matter what they're experiencing, is to a place of sometimes the things you don't have or aren't is because what you are and what you have is going to be more beneficial. I always say I wanted to look more a certain way. Like I have a statue on my altar here at Strawberry Moon, and this young man, beautiful young artist, made it for me. And he said, I made it in the image of you. And when I looked at it, I freaked out because it's literally what I think I look like. And what does the image on the altar look like?
It's a warrior, like a manly warrior.
It's a Mayan warrior, male warrior. It's in the other room. Male warrior, like little Mayan man. And that's what I feel like inside, right? And so when he made it, I was like literally in tears, like, you captured what I feel like I'm inside. So in my wanting to look a certain way, like I didn't never felt like I looked like I was supposed to. But I learned that my face, not being too much of anything, actually benefited me traveling around the world. Because everywhere I go around the world, people think I'm from that country. They're like, doesn't matter what country. They're like, oh, are you from here? Are you the guide for these American people? And I'm always like, I am American. So yeah, so jealousy again towards our looks, right? Wishing we were something that we weren't. Okay, anything else? So what about relationships? Did you have jealousy, like...
Not in my teen year. Not in high school. Uh-uh. That was after high school. And then there was probably at least two relationships that were... But it was always... They caused the jealousy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I don't want to... I'm not passing the buck. But like they put me in situations that made me either my self-esteem was so low and then they were cheating or doing whatever that then obviously that causes jealousy. And then.
So then is this jealousy towards, like, what does that jealousy look like? Because I want to like show how jealousy, we can be jealous of, jealous because we don't have, or jealous, possessive, yeah, trying to keep the person.
It was definitely more like possessive trying to keep. Especially I feel like once there were kids involved, then it was almost like I was fighting to keep a family that didn't exist, but in my head pictured. So then there's this picture that you have portrayed, and so then you're fighting for something that doesn't even exist anyways. And so then that causes, you know,
suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fascinating that you say that, because when I, as you're talking, I'm thinking, yes, you're trying to uphold an image. And that's where people suffer. Let's pretend that everything's okay when it's not.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to suffer and be jealous and try to keep up with the Joneses when I, that picture doesn't even exist here. So I'm trying to hold on to something that's not even real.
And when I think back to that time too, you know how earlier we were saying, is jealousy an emotion? I definitely feel, because that relationship was so dramatic and so much trauma and so much hurt and so much fighting and whatnot, that once I had a healthy relationship with my husband, at first I almost felt like something's not right because there wasn't all that charge and all that emotion and all that burning all the time, that I was like, well, is this like, are we in love? It took a while to learn that, no, this is really
right
love. This is a healthy relationship. Yeah. This is a good thing. That was not.
Well, and not to say, because as you're saying that, I'm hearing, not to say that that other thing wasn't love.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can love fully and it be a, let's face it, a shit show. That's been my favorite words lately. I've been saying that a lot.
I've had a lot of those.
Yes. And so, like, we can have those relationships. They can still be love. But if there's jealousy, envy, betrayal, lies, drama, it's not a healthy relationship, mm-mm, right? If we're envious within the relationship, then that's probably a red flag. So either, like you said, not to blame them for creating the situation, because it's always as within, so without, starts with us, but that those behaviors. So I have definitely experienced that, in the sense that I had a relationship that, like, you know, you just know in the back of your mind, this person is like, probably lying, cheating, whatever, or you've had your either proof, or you know, for me, it was always an undercurrent where I kind of knew, but could never quite catch him. So the jealousy could easily be there. Like, it was, if he was talking to somebody else or something, I'm not jealous of the other person. I'm not like, oh, I want to be like her. I'm like, what's going on over there? Because I don't trust him. So we have that, that's that possessive, obsessed, right? Because, and when I look back, I'd say, no, I wasn't possessive or obsessed, but I was. I don't think I was obsessed. This is where I tell women or people in general, like, if you feel like your partner is being unfaithful or whatever, like, don't go searching, because that's how you get in the obsession, right? So the jealousy can turn into other things. I'm jealous because I know they're not faithful. I know it. I feel it in my gut, maybe, or there's signs, but I can't prove it. So I am going to dig and dig and dig. Well, believe me, if you dig long enough, you'll find something. You'll find it, though, because are we creating it? Are we manifesting it?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We are manifesting that.
Yes.
Because if we didn't look for it, it never existed.
No.
And so we start looking for it. And if you look and you try hard enough, you'll find it.
Yes. Just like my brother says about the human body when we talk about being tested for anything. He's like, every person carries within them everything in the universe. From the firmament to all of the metal to everything. And so he says, if you look for something, you will find it. You will find it in everybody. So it's that same thing. If we look, we'll find it. So is jealousy worth it in a relationship? No, because if you dig and focus on it, you'll probably find it, even if it wasn't there before. Because I've had people in like couple sessions say, didn't want to cheat until they kept saying I was cheating. Well, if you're going to keep accusing me and I can't prove, like I always say, you can't prove you're not doing something. So you can't prove you're not cheating. How do you prove that you're not doing something? You can only wait it out and see. So I would say you might as well sit back and relax. And if they are, they'll get caught on their own and you won't have to dig, which means you won't necessarily have made it bigger, right? So what about jealousy between, because this is where I feel like when we talk about like sisterhood and we talk about community, jealousy within a community, I think, is like a cancer. So, you know, I have to be honest, I am always shocked and extremely hurt when I sense jealousy coming from somebody towards me, because I feel like if I haven't displayed, I'm not always the easiest, friendliest. Like, I think my community, they're laughing. They're kind of looking at me laughing. My community kind of knows I run kind of on a like impersonal. I can be very impersonal. I'm always thinking about the whole. I'm always thinking about the whole of humanity, not the person standing in front of me. And that's, call it an Aquarian thing. I don't know. It's part of who I am. And so if you're in my face and you take it personal that I'm not acknowledging you in that moment, you're going to suffer. Because it's not personal. I'm not like, oh, I don't want to talk to this person. I'm literally not thinking. I'm thinking about the 50 other people standing around for class or ceremony or whatever. So I think that like my community, people who know me sort of learn, like, don't take her personal, right? It's not personal. But when I think about how I'm perceived in my community, I would hope that there is a knowing that I'm all about, like, my successes are your successes. If I'm thriving, you are going to benefit. Whether it's like, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like, because I feel like I haven't even started in many ways, right? I'm always thinking about, like, one of the sisters and I were talking about doing like a community roller skating gig. It was at the wrong time. It was during the, you know, shutdown. And so that's not off the table. Like, there's things I want to do for community. But I think about like how we see in families and communities in certain circles that when people become successful, they really start to get, you know, haters gonna hate. People start to have jealousy against them. And it's like they're also trying to promote, pull up, help, open doors. Like, I'm like, if I can open a door, that means you can come through it, right? I could shout out some people that opened doors for me along the way in my work, in my field. And I think that, like, are we jealous of them? Especially, I think where I get frustrated sometimes is like when I think about longevity of things or hierarchy of things, or sometimes I think, like, should the little pup, like when we see, like, you know, a young warrior, and then the master swordsman, should the young warrior be jealous of the master swordsman when, like, he's mastered it after years and years and years of training?
Well, no, but that's exactly what happens. And like you said, haters are going to hate. That's like a marker that you have made it. Do you understand?
Yes.
And it's just going. It's going to happen. I just think it's human nature.
So the more someone gets successful, they have to get used to the idea that somebody's going to have. And we know that. We see that when people like do reality shows or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll say like, oh, as soon as you hit a certain level, people start to break you down, right? And so whether this is like, let's say you've just become CEO of your company, let's say you've just become famous, or you're just Joe Schmo, you know, doing your little job at the local gas station, there is a hierarchy jealousy issue, right? Success. So whether it's, what is the word I'm looking for? Like titles? What's the word I'm looking for? Like stripes? Like if you're in the military, mm-hmm. right? You get certain stripes, you get certain, if you're in a corporate office, you get certain titles.
Promotions.
Yeah. So with every promotion, with every upgrade in your pay, in your stature, in your, remember, one of the seven needs of a person is to feel important. And so jealousy can come from their lack of importance. So if you get a raise and a promotion and your coworker, let's say you were buddy-buddy with your coworker for 10 years, and then all of a sudden you get, you know what happens. We've been bonded. We've been together 10 years. We complained about everybody. And then you get promoted. You're going to now have a problem with this person. No matter how much you try to be like, okay, the next one, I'm going to pump you up and try to get you hired up or try to get you a raise or whatever, right? Trying to like put a hand to this person's going to have trouble because you got promoted first, or to have trouble, have a problem with you, right? So we know then, do we just get comfortable knowing my success is going to piss some people off?
Well, it depends on the person. When you're talking about this, it reminded me of one of my favorite shows, RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a reality show. And those queens on that show, there's a lot of jealousy there. But the really wonderful thing about it is that they express it and they work through it.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's some that have just left really bitter, but for the most part, they work through it and they still maintain a community. So part of that is just owning it.
Just owning it.
Yeah.
And I say that about everything, right? Like, oh, there's anger there. Oh, there's sadness there. Oh, there's jealousy there. Why am I jealous of this other person? So then you can say, so those of you listening, if you feel that like, oh yeah, I am jealous of my coworker or my sister who is, you know, super successful, or my best friend who just got super promoted or bought her dream house or whatever. It's like, check in and go like, you know, my theory always is I'm all for like, if Mariah hit the lotto, I am not going to be jealous because I know Mariah's going to be taking me all. She'll be like, okay, where you want to go next? And I'll be like down. I'll be like, I don't even care. Just tell me what to pack. So I feel like we come from a background of people that are very like, we don't have that kind of jealousy within our family. But when we look at successful women, I think often have more of that put on them because it's harder in some ways to succeed and to do well and to have all the things. And so we need to be more supportive of each other and happy for each other. But in those moments of jealousy, really check in and say, why am I jealous? Okay. Oh, I'm jealous because, so like for me, in the things that we were talking about, like I had admiration for my cousin. I didn't have jealousy for her. So it really like gave me that like permission to be like, oh, like I could do that with my hair, right? It gave me that like whatever. It gave me somebody to look up to, like Mariah said with me, like gave you somebody to look up to as a kid, that should be normal. But to be jealous and then be bullied is another scenario, right? Like I can't help that you just separated me from the whole rest of the third grade, right? So as a kid, you're going to feel, but ideally, as we grow, we learn jealousy, it's a trap. Because all it does is put us in a trap of lack and scarcity and remind us of what we're not doing or don't have, right? I wish I was, I wish I had. So then if you find yourself there, you need to go, okay, I wish I was, I wish I had. Put something at the end of that sentence. Not, I wish I had what they have. I wish I had, because, you know, I always tell people when they say, I wish I had something that maybe I have, I'm like, but you don't know what comes. Like someone will say, oh, you're doing so great. I'm so jealous. I'm like, yeah. And do you want to work the amount of time I work and do the thing and have to deal and perform and be, and da-da? You know, it's a lot. So careful what we wish for. We had. Right. Mm-hmm. So if I say, I wish I had, I wish I was, what then can you put behind that where you go, I'm feeling jealousy. I feel jealous. I feel envy right now. So what is it about that person? Oh, I wish my hair was that long and pretty. Okay. So now I go, how do I give my body what it needs so that my hair grows long and pretty? Right? Instead of being jealous and going and spending thousands of dollars on extensions, which you can, I'm not putting that, you can do that right away. But you could go, okay, I need to put more effort into what this lack is. So if you're like, oh, they have more money than me, well, they work 70 hours a week and you work 10.
Yeah. Then you gotta weigh, like, do I want to work that many hours?
Yeah. So then you weigh it and you go, like, okay, do I want more? Oh, more money equals, not always. This is just an example, but okay, more work time equals more money. Do I want to work that? No, I really don't want to work that much. So then I don't have those. I'll manifest them in a different way then, right? But I don't have to be jealous of their success. So if we say, I wish I had, I really love this. I wish I had, I wish I was. Because in wishing for it, we can create it. So instead of being jealous and being, now I don't like you because of it. Well, now you think you're, because this is what happens. You were my friend, but now you think you're all that because you've stepped up a level, right? You've gotten a raise, you've gotten a promotion, you're now the favorite, whatever. So now I don't like you. So now that I'm jealous of you, then I'm going to sit in the jealousy. And where's that going to go?
Anger and...
Anger. Then it's going to destroy the relationship. And the other person doesn't even know why. Anger, self-loathing, sadness, what do we call it when we...
Sabotage.
Sabotage, we hurt ourselves, self-destructive behavior. We're going to go into the hate, which is so easy to do. Like, so easy, right? I'm going to go into the hating her, and now she's going to be my archenemy. Where instead of doing that, we say, blessings to you. Good for you, right? Good for you, sister. Good for you, brother. Like, this is freaking awesome, like, that you're doing these really incredible things. I've had encounters with people where I'm like, oh, I always wanted to do that. And they're successful at it. And I go, good for them, because I could never have gotten it off ground. I had that idea. I had the idea of a Tupperware thing where you put the lid in the bowl and, like, but do you know what it takes to, like, get those things off the ground.
And
oh my God. Yeah, I don't have the capacity for that. So good for you. Thank you so much, because you've now improved the world.
Yeah.
Which has improved my world, right? Might have been my idea, but good for you. So I want you to think about that as far as when we go into that space of jealousy, you don't want to stay stuck there because it's a cancer. And in a community, it's a cancer, because why do you think it would spread like a cancer in a community?
Because people talk and then they're over there green, and then before you know it, it's like domino effect.
Yes, because what happens is maybe that person will start to make little comments along the way, and those comments then go into another person's, right, because their perception is one way. So let's say, like, you're in a, we'll just say in a job. We'll say you're in a job, and you got promoted, and everybody knows you and this other person were besties, and you got promoted, and then their jealousy now is, like, starting to show through, right? And so they can't sit with you at lunch anymore. It's totally Friends episode when Joey works at the museum. They can't sit with you at lunch anymore, and so they got to sit with the CEOs, right? So the CEOs, they're like, you know, you're like, oh, telling your other friends, like, yeah, she thinks she's so good now. Yeah, I don't get to sit with her anymore because she's sitting with the CEOs. Well, the other people in the thing are like, oh, there's a breach in the, right, in the
foundation,
whatever.
Yeah,
in the foundation. And so then they'll start to get calm, and then they'll be like, yeah, we were pretty upset when she got, and then gossip starts. And then pretty soon you're bonding by your jealousy. Mm-hmm. And that person who still thinks they're your friend and is, like, just trying to, like, do better in their life and finally has gotten the promotion that they've deserved after 20 years, now just lost their friends and now is separated from this community. Sad.
Yeah.
All because that jealousy wasn't nipped. In that moment, that person could have said, yeah, I'm super jealous. Like, I love when people say to the person, like, I'm super jealous that you're getting married to the partner of your life right now, but I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy for you. I can address my jealousy, and I'm still happy for you, and I want to be at your wedding, and I'm going to celebrate and whatever, and I'm also going to hold hope that it's possible for me. That you could totally do, right?
Yeah.
And then pull yourself out of it. And then the friendship's not lost. You're genuinely happy for this person. I am genuinely, like, I always say, like, you can take whatever I have. Whatever I have, whatever I've created, you can take it. Because I can, like, I always say, like, if I make a cherry pie that is the bombest cherry pie in the world, and you're like, I'm so jealous of her cherry pie, and you steal my recipe, you can make it. But is it going to be the same? No. Why?
Because you didn't put the same intentions and love and
energy
into it.
Right. Yeah. Whatever I am is what's going to go into that cherry pie. You can duplicate the recipe, but people will say, this doesn't taste the same. So I say to you, you can take my recipe. You can take what I have. I will just turn around and make another one. That the no harm, no foul. But you won't succeed because it's not your energy. It's not what your potential is. So why be jealous of me and what I have and what I'm doing when you have your own potential that is divinely calculated in the cosmos? So if I'm jealous of the J-Lo booty, God gave me the booty he gave me for a reason. I don't know why. I still wonder. But I wasn't blessed with J-Lo booty. So like, I don't do anything. I'm not going to have surgery. And again, people can do that. I'm just not. I'm not going to spend my time fussing. I know what my gifts are. And my voluptuous rear end is not one of them. People do not talk about what fascinating booty I have. So I want you to think about like, what can I bring to the table? What am I? Who am I? And if I'm jealous, it's because I'm only seeing the lack in myself.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with that person. They're a great teacher for you, right?
That's exactly right.
So we have to learn from these. But the key is there's nothing wrong with feeling it. We're not saying, oh, don't be jealous. Don't be a hater, right? We all have it in us. Like, who does she think she is? Who do they think they are, right?
I really love that you said that our success is divinely calculated. Part of owning that, that jealousy and owning who you are is owning your own divinity.
Yes.
And just owning your success. It's like, I'm not going to be successful in the way that you are, Natalie, or the way that you are, Mariah. But I could feel I'm successful in many ways that the two of you aren't.
Yes.
Because this is my path. It's not yours.
Yes.
And your path is not mine.
I literally, you're going to die. I'm going to show you when we end. I literally wrote a Facebook post that I haven't posted yet because I was kind of sitting on it to make sure it wasn't coming from a not so great intention. And it literally says, my path is my business and your path is my path is none of your business and your path is none of my business.
Right.
Like I literally say that. So I want you to think about that when we say your success is divinely calculated, meaning success looks like different things. Some people are just like the best mothers in the world. They don't have awards and a bank account to reflect it. And they're not on a magazine cover. They're not famous. That's not the kind of success we're talking about. All of that is fine if that's what you want. The potential is there. But sometimes great success can be like being, you know, having a successful marriage, buying a home in a family that's never bought a home before, or overcoming addiction. I am shouting out right now to everybody who has ever found sobriety. You are my heroes. And I didn't have that problem, but I have a problem. That's another podcast episode that we'll get to, but I definitely feel like want to rescue all of the addicts and alcoholics and right.
It's a huge success to be sober every day.
Huge. Because let me tell you, when people talk about courage, I'm like, to be sober, to wake up every day and face your life sober, that is the most courageous warrior out there, especially knowing like I've been down that road before and it's easier. Sometimes it is easier to get high. Totally. It's escape, right? It's easier to whatever. So that's another episode, but I want you to understand that some of you that have found, all of you that have found sobriety, that is the most successful story ever. And I don't care if you're 15, 20, 50, 70. If you found sobriety when you're listening to this, you are the shit because that is not an easy challenge in your life to overcome. So if you've done that, to me, that is the greatest success. No best-selling author title, no award show, nothing can top that because there are people out there that get those things and they don't face their life sober. And so if you face your life sober in any capacity, keep it up. Keep it up. I listen to this episode every day that you think you want to go there again because we hear you, we feel you, we see you, and keep doing it. So this has taken us down an interesting path, as it always does. So our teaching is it is okay to feel and experience jealousy and envy. The best thing to do is to catch it in the moment, to send love and blessings to whoever it is that you're giving that, which we're going to talk about in a second, that ma'oho, that evil eye towards, then you want to then tell yourself, what is it I wish I was, I wish I had? And then put that, make that a statement, I wish I was, I wish I had. Because wish upon a star, and I am all about the magical, mystical, miraculous things that when you wish for something, but make sure, right? Like I love, there's a lyric in one of, what's his name? Kid Rock, in one of his songs, he says something about like, I asked for this so I don't complain. Like he was something to the effect like, you know, his life is really overwhelming and busy and whatever, but he's like, I don't complain because this is what I asked for, right? And so know what you're asking for in your success, because most success, those kind of successes are come with a lot of work and a lot of responsibility. So you know you're feeling it, you feel it, you experience it, you state it, you say, I wish I was, I wish I had, and you bless the person, and then you move on from there. You don't get trapped in it. Because when you go down that rabbit hole, you lose friendships, you lose, you know, and then that person, it's gone for what? Over something that maybe a better promotion, better job, better position is for you anyway. You really don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
Right? Something great could be on its way for you. But in that jealousy and envy, you're going to block that because that energy is a low vibration. So let's say you're jealous and envious of the friend that just got the promotion and you're like, she thinks she's all that sitting over there with the CEOs at the lunch table. That energy is now blocking where they're like talking. They could be talking to her about, well, we really, you know, you guys were kind of neck and neck, but we'd really like to put her on a special project. What do you think?
Yeah. Or right? What are her talents that could yes. get her to this position?
Yes. So you don't know what's in the works, right? So in the idea from a spiritual, superstitious, some say superstitious, we don't believe it to be superstition, but we understand the what we call mal ojo, or the evil eye, the bad eye. Envidia, jealousy, can cause this. So people often will get sick, like physically ill, because somebody has an evil eye on them, meaning a jealous eye, right? So either there is the evil eye that can be like a curse that they're purposely just trying to take you down, but it can be creative. I don't think people realize you can put mal ojo on somebody from jealousy. So if you once loved this person and now you're looking at them with a glare, you can make them sick. Do you want to be responsible for that? I don't. Okay, so we talk about this with babies as well. Babies, so we might not look at it from an envidia or jealousy eye, but from an admiration. So over-admiring can cause mal ojo. So with babies, oh my God, they're so cute. And you want to just, you know, just stare at them, especially some of these babies coming in these days. Oh my gosh, these big, huge eyes, you know, these cosmic babies that are coming in. So we don't want to over-admire. What we want to do is when we admire a baby, we touch the baby. If, you know, ask the parents permission, please, but say, can I touch a baby? Or even if, like, let's say you can't, like if a baby's like staring at me in a restaurant and I'm like admiring it and like giving it like, you know, besitos, I'm like throwing kisses at it and stuff, I will walk by and without, you know, anybody really noticing, I will just touch, like maybe like touch their back a little bit so that I break that energy, because that energy of admiration can cause an illness. And a baby is like a sponge, and their beings can't handle all that energy, and so they can get sick. So in ancient teachings, traditional teachings, we know that they put like little forms of protection, like most like Catholic people will put a Catholic medal. We have the little bracelets with the beads, the red and black beads. I always forget what they're called. What are they called? The semillas. Shoot, I always forget what they're called. Somebody will remind me when they listen to this. We put little, you know, whatever, some kind of amulet.
Coral too, right?
Coral is a good one. Even a red string around the wrist can break that energy. So mal ojo can be created from jealousy and envy. So don't be walking around with your eye all mean and hateful to everybody because you're making people sick. Okay? Don't do that. Right. You don't want that karma. And then the way to get rid of it, well, you got to come see one of us. You can get a limpia, a full limpia is the best way to get it. Smoke balancing, egg limpia, that's one of the best ways.
So yes. Keep your stank eye to yourself. Don't be walking around with it.
No stank eye.
No stank eye. No hairy eyeball. My aunt always says, are they giving you the hairy eyeball? Okay. Well, good. I think that wraps up. Anybody want to add anything?
I think it's good. And I think you should focus on your own successes. Celebrate even the littlest successes that you have instead of worrying about what other people are accomplishing or doing.
Mind your business. You know, when I say that a lot. Mind your own business. Not being mean, like, don't mind mine. Mind yours. Because if you put half the attention on your business, you would thrive.
Yeah.
Put the focus on you. Comparisons are the deal breaker. You will never be satisfied with yourself if you're comparing yourself to other people.
No, because no two people are alike.
No, it's like a snowflake. And snowflakes don't go around going, did you see
that snowflake's design?
Did you see that? How dare
her? How do you know they don't do that?
I don't know. So that's a good question. We'll have to ask that one in another dimension. Do snowflakes experience jealousy and envy? Yes, and then they melt.
That's how you know the ones that are jealous are the ones that melt.
They melt quicker. Like the Wicked Witch. I'm melting.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now you know we're getting loopy, so it's time to go. We will close with a prayer to clear some mal ojo. Take a nice deep breath. Nice big exhale. God, Goddess, all that is. Pachamama antepasado, swinged beings. All of our soul's counsel, our teachers, our guides, our angels. We ask that you circle around us today. We ask that you place us in a sacred bubble of white light. We ask today that you help us to see ourselves, to be honest with ourselves. I ask that you help us to feel and sense the jealousy within us, the envy. I ask today to clear this energy, this low frequency. I ask to fill you with the resonance of divine love. I ask that every cell in your body vibrate at the highest frequencies of love, and anything less than, lower than, transmute, dissolve. I ask that you let go of the belief in being less than. I ask that you remember that you are sacred, that you are a miraculous creation of the divine, and your success is divinely calculated. I ask that you tap into your own ambition, to your own potential, and begin to work from there. I ask that you let go of all judgments and comparisons with others. I ask that you fall in love with yourself again, and know that you are as unique as a snowflake, that you are as unique as the cosmic imprint that is you. There is no one like you. Within you, we can find everything. So all the potential, all the wealth, happiness, joy, beauty is within you. All you have to do is open the door and allow it to come out, to unfold. Find peace and harmony within you, and you will have nothing to be jealous of. Pantio shahau, pantio shakwa, pantio shana ometeo, so it is. Amen. Pantio shahau. Amen. So it is. I will leave you in this quiet state. May you have a blessed day, week, month, until we meet again.